Well, the peanut farmers had a record year in exports this past year with the help of China. China came in and bought over 150,000 to 200,000 tons of peanuts, shipping mainly as in-shells, going directly to the oil mills. So the question is, will China be back? Early indications are that they will be back, and they're already shipping a few out for the month of October, but the peanuts are getting tight and prices are getting higher. Right now, the shell price is up to 60 cents a pound for our jumbo runners. Earlier this year, they were at 45 cents a pound. Last year, they were at 45 cents a pound for mediums and jumbos. The loan is filling up now, about almost 2 million tons in the loan, and those will be bought out as they are shell throughout the entire season. So the peanuts overall for exports are slowing down somewhat. Raw shell peanuts are up 20.9% over last year. Canada's number one buyer so far, that is the first 3 months, followed by Mexico and the Netherlands. And then if you go to in-shell peanuts, Germany is number one. They're down 30%, and in-shell is down for China. China did not buy any during the month of October, but they're expected to be buying some during the coming year. The number three buyer of in-shell is the Netherlands. Number four is Canada. Peanut butter exports are down 12%, 11.9%. The number one buyer for peanut butter abroad is Canada, followed by Germany, Nigeria, and Mexico, and then comes the Philippines. But overall, for the first 3 months, the peanut exports are down 1%. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.